down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Also WRCE-FM 107.7 and AM 1450, Richland Center. News this hour is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services. It's 31 degrees at 8 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. This morning, Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley will announce that she is exiting the presidential race. Her decision following just one win on Super Tuesday in the state of Vermont. Barring any unforeseen issues, that means voters will be left with the same choice they had 4 years ago. Here's ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Nikki Haley said she wanted to offer voters a choice, that Americans didn't want to see a Trump-Biden rematch. She did well with self-described liberals and moderates who voted in GOP primaries where the rules said they could. She won the Republican contests in Vermont and Washington, D.C. She got more than 40% of the vote in New Hampshire and about a third of the vote in a few other states. One question now is, where will those voters go in November? Might they support Trump, Biden, someone else? Or just stay home.
Haley not expected to endorse Trump, but will instead encourage him to earn the votes of those who supported her. This is ABC News. Back to work today in the trial on involuntary manslaughter charges for the father of Ethan Crumbly. That's the Michigan teenager who killed four of his classmates at a school shooting in Oxford, Michigan, 3 years ago.
James Crumbly now on his own trial. They're going through the process of sitting the jury. He and his attorneys did try to get this moved. That was denied by the judge. So this is yet another trial. The same four charges, the same prosecutors, the same judge. But it will be a different jury, which means you could certainly get a different result. And there's going to be a lot of new evidence introduced against James that was not introduced against Jennifer.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault covering the trial. Amid rising violence in Haiti, the embattled prime minister has shown up in Puerto Rico. Gangs demanding that Ariel Henry step down attack the country's main airport this week. And the opening ceremonies for the Paris Summer Olympics won't be quite as open as organizers had hoped. Amid fears of terrorism, they now say they have to cut plans to make free tickets available to the public. Guests will now be by invitation only. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
The Earth spins on its axis 365 and a quarter times every elliptical orbit it makes around the sun. Because of that, one day had to be added to our calendar every 4 years to make the calendar work out. That's why we have February 29th every 4 years. And the Earth is suspended in space at exactly the right distance from the sun for its orbit in a rotation. If the Earth was orbiting the sun just a few degrees closer or spinning just a little bit slower, we would eventually burn up and life on Earth would cease to exist or would never have begun in the first place. If Earth was a few degrees farther away, our climate would be too cold to sustain life. When you think about all the intricacies of creation, I'm sure glad I didn't have to figure it all out, but that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Speaking of God, the psalmist writes, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them?" Oh, and isn't it amazing that God created the groundhog to tell us when spring is coming? Okay, friends, that's a joke, so don't go hating on me. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a bit of a chilly start here across the region early this morning thanks to the clear skies and light winds overnight, allowing temperatures to dip down into the 20s. But we will have a quick rebound today with the strong March sun out there and fairly light winds, so get out there and enjoy. Should be a nice one. Tomorrow looks pretty decent as well, partly cloudy skies and temperatures warming a good 10 degrees above normal. Low pressure system, though, will be gathering in the central plains by tomorrow, starting to spread moisture northeast. That should push some rain into our area late Thursday night into Friday. Right now, looks like we could see a good third of an inch of rain around here at least. Looks like the amounts should be heavier off to the southeast of us. In fact, southeast Wisconsin, northern Illinois could see a good half to 1 inch of rainfall. There could also be just enough cool air mixing with the system to see a little wet snow mixed in, especially late Friday, so we'll keep an eye on that. Behind the weather maker, it's going to be a chilly, breezy Saturday. Pretty nice out there Sunday and Monday as high pressure builds in with more sunshine and warming temperatures. The warmer air will stick around toward the early to mid part of next week, but a cold front could move through on Wednesday with our next chance of showers. So today, look for mostly sunny skies, high about 53, east wind up to 10. Just a couple of clouds tonight, low 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, continued warmer than normal with a high of 55. Southeast wind around 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, some light rain likely by midnight or so, low at 36. Friday breezy with rain continuing, could be mixing with a little snow by evening, high in the mid-40s. The outlook for Saturday, mostly or partly cloudy, breezy and cool, high 44. Sunday, more sunshine and less wind, high 48. Monday, partly cloudy and mild, high at 57. And Tuesday, partly cloudy, warmer yet with a high of 61, maybe a shower by Tuesday night and Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It is 33 and sunny right now in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 53. The record high goes back to the year 2000 when it was 71 degrees. Record low, 12 degrees below zero in 1960. Last year's high was 38 and the low 34. Sunset will happen at 5:56 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be at 6:28 tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer at 30.16, no precipitation today. Following a 53 high yesterday, we were early in the morning hours. We were right around 33 and down to 25, but we've come back now up to match that early morning reading. It's 33 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. More all-conference news. Also, the Bucks get set to hit the road, and the Brewers were outslugged yesterday on the diamond.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The SWAL All-Conference Girls Basketball selections have been named, and they are led by Cuba City, a team that's playing in the WIAA Girls State Basketball Tournament Thursday night. They went 14-0 during the SWAL season for Coach Jason Derby, who was named the Coach of the Year. Mineral Point was 12-2, Darlington 9-5, Fenimore 8-6, Iowa Grant 6-8, Riverdale went 4-10, Boscobel 3-11, and Southwestern 0-14. Erin Knowles of Boscobel is a first-team selection. She is a senior. Also, Alexis Rundy, Olivia Olson, and Ashley Rowe of Cuba City, two juniors and a sophomore, respectively, make the first-team list. Darlington seniors, Aubrey McCarthy, Jaden Evenstead, along with those two, make the all-squad, and they are all seniors. Fenimore seniors, Bracey Nelson, and Rose French, Mineral Point juniors, Ella Kroll and Lacey Lindsay, and senior Bell Watchers. They round out the first team. Honorable mention selections from the SWAL girls basketball. Cuba City juniors, Dee Christ and Summer Rogers. Darlington sophomores, Sadie Gable and Maddie Gratz. Mineral Point junior, Eliza Ingwell, and sophomore, Maddie Cabot. Riverdale junior, Zuri Dennis, and sophomore Macy McKay make the honorable mention squad, and Southwestern senior Alana Splinter is honored. The player of the year was Olivia Olson from Cuba City, as voted on by the SWAL coaches. Again, the WIAA Girls Basketball Tournament begins Thursday afternoon at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Well, the Richland Center Church League Volleyball Tournament continued on Tuesday night. Among the matches, in Division A, Richland Baptist Temple 1 forfeited to Avoca Bible 1. Top seed Hidden Valley Community 1 defeated Avoca 1 2-1 to win the Division A championship. In Division B, the Mission eliminated Avoca Bible 2-0. Avoca Bible Church 2 eliminated Church of the Nazarene 2-0. Then the Mission knocked out Assembly of God with 2-1 score to advance to a championship matchup with top-seeded Beulah Wesleyan next week. In Division C, Richland Baptist Temple 4 eliminated Church of the Nazarene 1, 2-0. Then Baptist Temple 4 knocked out Richland Baptist Temple 2, 2-1, to advance to a championship matchup next week with Grace Community 2. The tournament concludes Tuesday night, March 12th, at the Community Center at 6:30. Beulah Wesleyan plays the Mission. If the Mission wins the early game, the same two teams will play at 7:15 to determine the champion. And at 8 p.m., Grace Community 2 will play Richland Baptist Temple 2. If Baptist Temple wins the 8 o'clock game, the same two teams will play again at 8:45 to determine the champion. The updated tourney brackets and more info is available at the league's website, rcchurchleague.com. Powder Puff Women's Bowling last night at the Phoenix Center. The top series for a team belonged to Richland Family Restaurant with an 1870. Scott King Trucking had an 1842 and Phoenix Center with an 1818. Richland Family Restaurant with a 658 led the way. Phoenix Center had a 638 and Scott King Trucking a 630. Top individual series, Barb Wood with a 521. Jody Imhoff had a 510. Cheryl McNerlin a 506. Cheryl McNerlin with a 203 game. Barb Wood rolled a 189. Jody Imhoff and Debbie Wassinger each with 179s in the Powder Puff Bowling League. Moving on to sports on the state scene, Marquette plays its final home game of the regular season when UConn visits the Fiserv Forum tonight. The Huskies won the first meeting between the two teams easily, 81-53 on February 17th. Before the game tips off, they will honor the seniors, including Tyler Kolick, who will not be playing. He's out the last couple of games with an injury. Marquette is currently in second place in the Big East Conference standings and could finish anywhere from second to fourth. The Badger men's basketball team will get back to action coming up tomorrow evening. The Badger men's program will tip off next season at a legendary resort in West Virginia. The Greenbrier tip-off will feature Wisconsin, Pitt, and Central Florida, with a fourth participant to be named later. The Greenbrier is located at the Allegheny Mountains in the foothills of the Appalachians. Known as America's Resort, it was established in 1778. Plans for the season-opening tournament were announced officially on Tuesday. Last night in the Big Ten, a marquee game, Zach Edey had 28 points and 8 rebounds as number 3 Purdue rallied in the second half to beat number 12 Illinois 77-71, becoming the first team in 17 years to win consecutive outright Big Ten regular season championships. Fletcher Lawyer added 16 for the Boilermakers, who had already clinched at least a share of their second straight conference title with Saturday night's win over Michigan State. The previous Big Ten team to win back-to-back outright regular season crowns was Ohio State in 2006 and 7. Braden Smith had 13 and 6 assists for Purdue, which improved to 7-0 against ranked opponents this season. Lawyer hit a three-pointer with 3:08 left that put Purdue ahead for good at 67-66. Marcus Damask led second-place Illinois with a total of 20 points. The Bucks get back to action this evening on the road against Golden State. Chris Middleton will miss his 12th straight game. The three-time All-Star has been out for a month. Milwaukee coach Doc Rivers says the veteran hasn't suffered a setback in his recovery from a long-lasting left ankle sprain. Rivers tells reporters he's not expecting the 32-year-old veteran to be available during the current 4-game West Coast road swing. Bobby Portis talked about the newfound defense and the way the team has begun working together.
You know, guys just talking, communicating, doing what the coach asked of us. We drill things a lot. Might not be a lot of, you know, 5-on-5 actions or competing in practice, but we drill things and drill them and drill them. And it's been like muscle memory for us now to go out there and you can plug and play guys. And, you know, our system still looks the same no matter who's out there.
Portis spoke about Coach Doc Rivers.
Doc's been emphasizing that since he's been here since January. Is you might have a good shot here, but that extra pass could just lead to a better open shot for the team. We've been making a lot of those reads, actually. Like, you might not get an assist, but you might get a hockey assist out of it because the ball is just hopping. And, like, sometimes the best offense is when the ball's swinging and making the defense shift.
That game tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450, 8:30 pregame time from Golden State. Last night in the NBA, Orlando 101, Charlotte 89. New Orleans beat Toronto 139-98. Atlanta 116 and New York 100. Miami 118, Detroit 110. Cleveland 105, Boston 104. Brooklyn beat Philadelphia 112-107. Houston over San Antonio 114-101. Indiana 137, Dallas 120. And in overtime, Phoenix was a winner over Denver, 117-107. From the NHL, Pittsburgh 5-3 over Columbus, Florida 5, New Jersey 3. The Islanders beat St. Louis 4-2. Edmonton 1 in overtime over Boston, 2-1. Seattle 4, Winnipeg 3. Montreal 4-3 over Nashville in overtime. Chicago 5, Arizona 2. Vancouver 1 in overtime, 2-1 over Los Angeles. Dallas 7, San Jose 6, also in overtime. It was a bad day to be a pitcher. The Brewers were outslugged by the San Francisco Giants Tuesday, 13-8. Manager Pat Murphy's crew scored five times in the first three innings, then watched the Giants put 11 runs on the board. Reese Hoskins and Wes Clark had Milwaukee home runs. Starter Jacob Junis gave up four runs to his former team. Murphy wasn't worried about the four runs. Closer Devin Williams also surrendered. The Brewers also assigned five players to minor league camp. Third baseman Brock Wilken, along with catcher Brian Navarretto, and pitchers Jacob Misurowski, Easton McGee, and Harold Chirino. Milwaukee plays the Guardians this afternoon, with Colin Ray getting the start. It was Kansas City shutting out the Cubs yesterday 4-0 in exhibition play, and St. Louis beat the Twins 5-4. That's an update on sports on this Wednesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
Last night we went to bed not talking, 'cause we'd already said too much. I faced the wall, you faced the window, bound and determined not to touch. We've been married 7 years now. Some days it feels forget it. Don't run your fingers through my hair. Yeah, that's right, I'm being stubborn. No, I don't wanna go back upstairs. I'm gonna leave for work without a goodbye kiss. But as I'm driving off, just remember this. I'll never leave, I'll never stray. My love for you will never change. But I ain't ready to make up, we'll get around to that. I think I'm right, I think you're wrong. I'll probably give in before long. Please don't make me smile. I just wanna be mad. But I ain't ready to make up, we'll get around to that. I think I'm right, I think you're wrong. I'll probably give in before long. Please don't make me smile. I just wanna be mad for a while. I just wanna be mad for a while. I just wanna be mad for a while.
Just let her stew there a little bit. That's Terry Clark on WRCO Radio. Oh, we have a good sports trivia question for you coming up here, sponsored by Walsh's Ace in about 15 or so. Right now, 36 in Richland Center, following a low of 25. It's been a quick warm-up trend.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. And somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
Take her home. Take her home. Take her home. Take her home. right here. Only one comes round every million years. She's a midnight rider on a shooting star. Makes the whole world ring like a big guitar. Somewhere down that lost highway, she's a lifeboat on the raging sea. She's a high note in the harmony. She takes away my pain and sorrow, loves me like there's no tomorrow. This I can't resist.
Blackhawk on WRCO Radio. Colin Firth's Shirt from a 1995 BBC adaptation of Pride and Prejudice has sold for $25,000 at auction. Kerry Taylor Auction says that's twice as much for which it was expected to sell. Firth wore it in a scene where he's soaking wet after diving in a pond, and the scene was once voted the most memorable moments in British television. The ball gown Madonna wore in a video for Evita sold for $50,000. So, yeah, more memorabilia on sale that I can't afford. Then again, what would I do with it anyway? I put it in my man cave, or June calls it my hoarding room, and then that'd be it. There are a few weeks left to pick your spot to see the total solar eclipse coming up on April 8th in North America. The eclipse first hits Mexico's Pacific coast, cuts diagonally across the U.S. from Texas to Maine, and exits in eastern Canada. Most of the rest of the continent will see a partial eclipse. For those who live inside the 115-mile-wide path of total darkness, it may be a matter of just stepping outside. For the millions outside the path, it means hitting the road with a game plan if you'd like to experience the full spectacle. Again, that is coming up on April 8th, not too far down the road.
Might be more than I can handle. She's a wild child running down a Friday night. Got me wrapped around her finger and I'm holding on tight. She's so hot, hey, what's not to love? Heaven's little devil's got me all messed up. She's a little heartbreaker and I'm her fool. She's so hot, it's hard to be. Hard to be good. headed my way. Yeah, I may be crazy, but all I can say is she's so hot. Hey, what's not to love? Heaven's little devil's got me all messed up. She's a little heartbreaker and I'm her fool. She's so hot, it's hard to be hot, huh? She's so hot, hey, what's not to love? Heaven's little devil's got me all messed up. She's a little heartbreaker and I'm her fool. She's so hot, it's hard to be cool. Yeah, it's hard to be cool. Yeah, it's hard to be cool.
Joe Nichols and Hard to Be Cool, especially if you're Phil Nee, I'll tell you that.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
The Ithaca Lions will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Elvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-7980 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since city planning, zoning, and council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
21 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, we're just ahead of today's trivia question.
He's flawless in a button-up shirt and tie. Iron bright, sharp dress, couldn't find a wrinkle if you tried. He's honest with every word he says, I know. But when I'm wrapped in his arms, I ain't home. I miss feeling like I could fly, hanging on to you so tight, looking into your troubled eyes. Losing our voice from an argument, dropping hands for a compliment. Miss the mess you made of me like you used to. He's everything I'm supposed to.
Kendra Gabriel on WRCO, New Country Today. He's Not You. 17 before 9, trivia time. Now, the winner wins a great prize from Walsh's Ace if you know the correct answer. Now that it's baseball season, a few Brewer questions along the way, I'm guessing, are important. We're going back to some Brewer history today. The Brewers have only had the number one overall draft pick in the first round one time. They drafted him as a shortstop, and he went on to play every defensive position except pitcher in his 18-year career. Can you name him? 608-647-4155. Brewers' only overall number one draft choice, and he went on to have quite a career. Drafted him as a shortstop, but he played every position but pitcher during his career. 608-647-4155. Best of luck to you.
Are you sitting at home all alone trying to fall asleep? Are you staring a hole through your phone praying that it rains? Are you watching a movie that you've seen a thousand times? Or maybe playing some air, getting lost in your favorite lines? Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to drown out the noise. But I just wanna hear your voice. I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside, got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face. In my brain dialing up everything I wanna say, but I'm still one number away. Are you stuck in a red light with a Marlboro light on your lip? Does the smoke in your mirror get clearer without my kiss? Are you changing the station or replacing our favorite song? Maybe it's a mistake, hit the brakes on the moving on. Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to outrun the storm. But I'm almost out that door, and I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside, got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face. In my brain dialing up everything I wanna say, but I'm still one number away. Will you pick up when I call, or just forget we loved it all? We don't have to talk, I just wanna hear your voice. And I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside, got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face. In my brain dialing up everything I wanna say, but I'm still one number.
Luke Combs, congratulations to Kevin Kepler. Way to go. He knew the right answer. The Brewers only had the number one overall pick in the first round of the baseball draft one time. They drafted him as a shortstop, and he went on to play every defensive position except pitcher in his 18-year career. None other than B.J. Surhoff. Yeah, that's kind of one that throws you for a loop a little bit, because I think of BJ as being a catcher, and I remember that he played third base some, but drafted as a shortstop, certainly an all-around player. And he was the number one overall pick in the 1985 draft. We had some guesses for Robin Yount. He was actually third overall in the 1973 draft. Ricky Weeks was number two overall and in his draft. Ryan Braun was the fifth overall pick, and Prince Fielder the seventh overall pick. So none ever as high as B.J. Surhoff, who played for the Brewers through the 1995 season, went on to play for three other teams. He is in the Baltimore Orioles Team Hall of Fame as well for his accomplishments. Had his best year with Baltimore. I believe that was 1999, somewhere in that area. And again, a great career for B.J. Surhoff, all-around athlete. And Kevin is the winner, courtesy of today's sponsor of trivia, Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet, and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of Lacrosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
It's apple sipping season at A&W, the perfect time to enjoy one of our new apple pie shakes. Each sip feels like fall in a mug. A delicious combination of apples, spices, and vanilla soft serve. Come on in and get to sipping, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
WRCO Radio will now conduct a test of the emergency alert system. Please note, this is only a test of the emergency alert system from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
WRCO Radio, and we say good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us. It is 9 minutes before nine.
Man, we've come a long, long way since the first radio transmission. But haven't really gone too far. Seems a simple life is what we're missing. With every head bowed low, we stay stuck here on these phones. So thank you there, fancy technology. Man, I wish we'd go back again. Can you remember when we all tuned in? Well, every every single home, man, it used to be alive. drive my dad to an overlook to hear the Opry. The great speckled bird is what he heard. Mr. A. Cuff will always be the king of country. As we gather here today, what else can I say? It's almost like a funeral. Tell me, friends, it ain't so. Is it too late for CPR? All we want is a little heart. Every highway, every road, every city and every small town, and every single home. I believe it's alive and well. On some days it's all about heaven and hell. Yeah, on Friday nights we still drift away. Taken to another place, only cause we feel the music in our soul. God bless the rainy. God bless the rainy. God bless the rainy. God bless the rainy. God bless the rainy.
Summer day, flash those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did need you before.
I said, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew Mary Lou
that
we never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away.
I thought about a moonlit night,
arms around you good and tight, and that's all I need to see for me to say.
I said, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew, Mary Lou,
that
we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Statler Brothers on WRCO. Author John Armbruster in with us in the morning show studios, coming up after 9 today right here. Don't miss it.
Fortune and I don't need fame. Send out But Lord, I hope this day is good.